Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live. And this is theme for the month is On Track for 2012. And my name is Glenn Greenwich, and we have a wonderful show for you tonight. And we're going to be talking about what is your vision for 2012. So we're asking you to call to share your vision and share what you're going to be doing and what you're going to be working on for 2012. As is the theme for this month, we're going to be talking about what your projects next week. And then the following week, we're going to be talking about any kind of resources that you may need for your project. So we invite you to stay with us all month and to really work on what it is that you want to work on and practice and create for 2012. With that, I'm going to start off with the declaration of the summit. And I am going to read that for you guys. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. January 15th, 2012, New York City. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Great, 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 great. Wonderful. So, Henrietta, how are you doing tonight on this Martin Luther King weekend? Henrietta, did we lose you? Okay. Well, we have a great show for you tonight, and again, if you're going to be sharing your vision, definitely want you to check in. And how you can get to the phones, press 1. And we'll acknowledge you and bring you on to the show. The other thing that I want to do that Jerry Thomas brought it to our attention or created this practice for us, suggested this practice and created this practice for us, and that was to come up with a symbol, a principle that symbolizes the show tonight. And so from the Kwanzaa principles, we're going to use tonight NIA, which is purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. I love that one. I love that one especially for tonight because of the Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah.
We've got the opportunity to really look at why are we celebrating this weekend. And interesting fact that came on the phone tonight over the radio was, and I'm going to throw it out to the listeners only because I heard it early in the radio, but what president actually had put Martin Luther King holiday into effect. So if any of your listeners know out there, press 1, and we'll bring you into the conversation. You can definitely answer that question. I did not know it, so I'll be the first to admit it. And let me welcome Jerry to our show. As soon as the mic goes live, there it goes. Welcome, brother.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed.
Good. You know, Leon, awesome. That's really interesting, and I'm glad we're asking that question. And I know one of our listeners knows that answer, but just to back up a little bit, when you were talking about this is Martin Luther King Day, this is on track, you know, with the International Black Summit talk show team. And it's that part of the declaration that says, we declare that our communities manifest themselves as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. That, to me, describes Martin Luther King and his purpose, his MIA, you know, his MIA was it's exactly that we become contributions in the transformation of the universe. And he knew that we would once we could see ourselves as equal. You know, once we could see ourselves as equal, then everybody else could see us as equals.
Absolutely.
I love this holiday. I do. I love this holiday because it means so much. I can remember when the View first came on, and the first year it was on, and they criticized Star Jones because she was working on King's birthday, and she addressed it because they got a lot of mail and a lot of, you know, everything about it, and she said she worked on King's birthday because King marched so she could work.
All right. Say it.
But had it not been for King, she wouldn't even have that position on that show. So I like that. One of the things in honor of Dr. King, I just wanted to read a quote from him, and he says, rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There is an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think.
Wow.
I am the thinker that thinks the thought that makes the thing.
I'm loving that.
I wanted to share that, you know, with our listeners. Is just think about it. You know, think about it. I saw another kind of joke thing that Lena had on Facebook today, and it says sometimes you just have to sit down and think about it. I know when you get angry, it says when you get angry, sometimes you just have to sit down and think about it. And it was a picture of a dog sitting on top of a cat. Just sitting at it. But anyway, so, you know, everybody, let us know what you think the answer to that question is that Glenn asked. What was the president who actually signed the bill? Who was the president who actually signed King's birthday made it a national holiday? And let us, you know, remember to push the number 1. if you want to talk to us. Glenn, back to you.
Thanks. And one more thing before, actually two more things. I want to shout out to the young people at the African Center for Community Empowerment that completed a training day yesterday. We had an awesome time on Farmers Boulevard, and we engaged in some conversations to really launch the whole Youth Leadership Academy on Farmers Boulevard. So they did a great job. We presented and trained from 10 to 4, and we're starting a six-month Youth Leadership Academy. So I just wanted to shout out and acknowledge the young people and a parent and a couple other adults that were in attendance that were parcel in making that happen. The other thing that I wanted to quickly share, and then we're going to jump right into the vision. You know, what is your vision for 2012? What are you working on? What are you looking to do? What are you really looking to take on? I was on YouTube. Actually, I was on Youth Pages, and there was a YouTube video called Say No to Black History. And it really were all the reasons why we should not say no to Black history. And it talked about the things that went before us. And you got some time. It's about a 12-minute video, and it really depicts the history of our people and what the trials and tribulation and the reasons why we should not forget. You know, just like they say about the World Trade Center, never forget. Well, we should never forget our history, which is what Martin Luther King sacrificed his life for. So I just wanted to, and that's Say No to Black History is the name of the video. You can find it on YouTube. It's very powerful, and I invite you to take it on and take a look at it and really engage. So with that, I'm going to, let's start cracking these visions. So I want to hear from some folks. I want to find out who's got a vision, what you're going to be working on, what are you planning to do for 2012. I'm going to start with you, Henrietta.
Okay. My vision for 2012 is to that I declared last Sunday was that I would be paid in extremely well for what I love to do. I would be paid extremely well for what I love to do. And
let me stop you there. Hold on. And we talked about this yesterday with the young people. Now remember, a vision is something bigger than you. So that a vision, you actually have to include other people in order to satisfy your vision. Now, a goal is something that you can do by yourself. So a vision is actually going to require other people to participate in that. So given that, let's widen that a little bit. So I want to include...
What I spoke in was a goal.
Yes.
Thank you for that distinction. Okay, so my vision is to be involved with a corporation where I can be a contribution to the universe through this corporation. My vision is to be the executive officer or / director of a corporation that is working toward advancing the universe.
Okay, good. And is there any particular purpose or special purpose that you want to actually engage in with that corporation?
Is there a particular purpose?
Yeah, a particular purpose or area that you want to engage in.
Yes, I want to be in an area where it's where there's a new innovative idea occurring for that community, you know, for that corporation, where we are creating something new that aids in development of the universe, you know, the evolution of the universe, where it's something, you know, something that's taking us to another level.
All right. Okay. I hear you, my sister. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We come to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. And we love coming to you. We've got several hosts on tonight. We've got Henrietta Bird out of Chi-Town. We've got Jerry Thomas out of Brooklyn. And myself out of Jamaica, Queens. And so we've got a couple of listeners on. We've got a couple of folks in the chat room. So if you want to share your vision, let us know. In the chat room, you'd have to send us a message. If you called in and you'd like to come on air, press 1, and we'll bring you in and bring you into the conversation. And I wanted to share another one of Martin Luther King's quotes, since you started us off with that, Henrietta. And one of Martin Luther King's quotes was, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." So I'm gonna leave that right there. And just food for thought. Jerry, you want to?
Yeah.
What's your vision for 2012?
Well, my vision is to have to get more out of people to learn about Black history. 365 days a year, and that's one of my visions. My second vision is to have more young people involved in our community, learn about our history truthfully, and understand the contributions that our past ancestors has made for us. Just as we have opportunities today, perhaps to being, you know, do the show.
Okay.
And. Okay. That's few stuff I'm into, you know. Back at you.
Absolutely. Well, we might have to have you come out to our Youth Leadership Academy, because that's some of the things that we're going to be working on. We're going to be working on our history, African-American history, African history, and Caribbean history. So we're going to be combining and having some aspects of that every time that we meet. And we're going to be meeting twice a month. From the second and fourth Saturday, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. So, and one of our segments is definitely going to be history. So, you might have to come by and give us some of that knowledge, my brother.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. And Gordon, I want to ask you a question. When we went to the library, I think it was 2 years ago. What did you say? What was the saying? That how you keep a black man at the library, you know, because
oh,
I want people to
yeah,
hear
this,
that.
This brother told me this. He says, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. And when I thought about it, it was very scary to me. But enough of us are not reading to find out, because there's a wealth of knowledge in the library and in books. And not to knock videos and all the other things that are interactive, we certainly need to be knowledging ourselves up and using the books and all the tools and all of our senses to really find out what's out there and leverage it. Leverage it to, you know, who we are and what we're up to. So that's definitely what I see.
Yeah, because I think that the other brothers and sisters that is listening to the show right now in the chat room and stuff, just as my brother has said, let it be the drumbeat in our community every day. Let us hit the library. Let's be surrounded by people that have knowledge, because education is the key. I know for me, I'm going back to get my GED and also take up more, learn more about history of Pan-African. So I'm taking an initiative of myself to gain more knowledge of myself and our history so we could come back the vices in our community and the illness in our community. And we have to set the tone as adults. And I'm willing to take the baton that had Martin Luther King, also Malcolm X, and others in the past had always emphasized in our community education. And I advise that anybody, just as my brother has said, yeah, videos is all right and everything, but let's get a group together. Go to the library with the parents and the child, and let's challenge ourselves to gain that wisdom and that knowledge, so when our kids could come back, whatever happened in our community, they will have the knowledge and the fortitude to deal with. It starts from now. That's part of Martin Luther King's vision to me. And I would say more about that towards the end of the show. Back at you, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. We have a listener on the line, 917-558. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Thank you. I called some people, invited them. I don't know if they're on. But I told Sadiq, so he should be probably be on, or he might be on already or coming on. But I'm listening to the conversation around vision, and I was my vision for 2012. It really hit me, like, I didn't really create a vision in per se for 2012. What I have noticed is that I have been speaking a vision for myself for the last few years, which is my vision has been a world that nurtures my spirit, the human spirit, an environment of abundant well-being. And what I noticed as I delved into the question and listening to the sharing from everybody, I'm realizing that what is foremost in front of me, especially after Henrietta spoke, is really I'm more right now about projects. Like I'm seeing where there are certain goals and projects that I want to see happen for 2012. And one of the things that I got from that as I thought more about it, that inside of my vision that I've been speaking for the last few years, what I've noticed is that spaces have opened up inside of it. And inside of those spaces, I see the things that I ought to do or I need to do or I want to do to move myself forward inside the division that I've been speaking for a number of years. So this year, I'm much more aware and conscious of some projects and things that I want to see achieved or done during this year that I'd like to see goals and projects completed this year.
Excellent.
That's my share for now.
Very good. Thank you, my brother. And Oren is a facilitator for the International Black Summit, as is Henrietta, and soon to be Jerry. And our other host, Jill, is not feeling well tonight, so she is not with us. And so, Oren, you actually raised an interesting conversation because, you know, a vision for 2012 is really what are you going to get done? What are you standing for inside of your bigger conversation or your bigger vision? What is 2012 going to do to kind of carve out that vision? I've worked on my vision for the last couple of years as well and gotten pretty clear. That is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And so inside that conversation, health, wealth, and abundance available for all, what I'm looking to do for 2012 is to train to utilize this Youth Leadership Academy to actually train some youth leaders to actually take on the training in our community here in Queens. So I'm going to train the trainer, and they're going to support me in, so that's my vision for 2012, to create a leadership team of youth leaders that will be the trainers for other youth. So that's what I'm taking on for 2012 inside of my vision, health, wealth, and abundance available for all. So this is pretty exciting stuff for me. I don't know about you guys out there, but what we can begin to do and generate and create for ourselves is pretty exciting. And, we get to look at what that is. And we're going to be looking at what it is really for the rest of the month, because next week we're going to be talking about projects that you're going to be taking on specifically for 2012 and or what resources you're going to need for the last Sunday of the month. So this month of January is really going to be on track for 2012, and it's an opportunity for us to really look to see what that is. Henrietta, anything else for you at this point?
I was listening to Oren, and Happy New You, Oren.
Thank you.
I was listening, and what I became present to was our plan, like our vision versus visioning. You know, like there's visualization and then there's visioning. And one is where we create it. You know, we think about what we want to do, like we plan. And then there's the other one, the distinction between the two is where we listen for it. Where we listen to hear what the universe is telling us. Or we look at our desire, you know, what the desire is that we have. And there was something about when you spoke on it, it made me think about what I would really like to do. You know, like what I would really like to do was just go somewhere and do any kind of work that I don't really have to think about. I can just get paid. You know, like sometimes that's what I think. But that's not the desire that's within me. That's just like a quick fix. You know, just go somewhere and do whatever they want. You don't have to think about it. Go get something easy, you know, that pays well. Go and do that. But that's not the desire. That's, you know, what I spoke was my desire. And I don't even know, I know what it looks like when I think about it or when I'm listening to it. I know what it looks like. But I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know exactly what it is. And so just stepping out there and just stepping inside of that desire, you know, and speaking it, because I can see, you know, I can see it's going to be a contribution. I can see it's going to affect the universe. I can see that people will be blessed by it. I can see that I will be blessed by it. And I don't know what it is, you know. I don't know what it is. So I was just looking at your vision on, and seeing what I could see, as far as it's concerned.
Well, you know, that's great, Henrietta, because one of the places to start and to look from is what are you passionate about? What lights you up and turns you on and that you would do for nothing, you know, that you would just, you know, you'd love to do because you just love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Certainly that's a place to begin, and then to begin to expand that conversation in terms of what, you know, how do you grow it? How did you access more people? How do you, you know, or whatever that is. You know, how do you get more people involved in the conversation?
Okay.
Excellent.
Do you get more people involved in the conversation by sharing it? You know, like we're doing, like sharing your vision with someone else?
Sharing it with multitudes of people. Because one of the things that we saw in developing your projects and having your projects be successful is you sharing your projects. And people begin to identify themselves as a support for those projects. So when you can speak your project very clearly, what occurs is that people now have something to respond to. And they're like, oh, I can do that piece, or I can help you with that piece, or I may know somebody who can help you with that piece.
Right.
So again, you know, that whole sharing is a way of identifying and supporting you. And the other thing is that you're putting it out in the universe so that people other than yourself are carrying that conversation.
Okay.
So I just wanted to take a little station identification of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming to you live every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Our website is www.blacksummit.org, and our annual event, and so check out our website to get the information about the annual event. Now, I hope you're all sitting down. This year, the annual event is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay?
Alabama.
So we're going to Bama, folks. We're going to the Deep South in this year of 2012. I'm not even sure what kind of conversations are going to get stirred up in that and going to Bama. But, of course, you know, for me, all of the, you know, certainly the bombing of the four little girls and the church, I'm going to visit there. And I don't know if we're going to set up a tour to do that, but I would imagine that quite a few of us will want to go check that out. So we're going to be looking at some sites down in our history. So, you know, this is our weekend, Martin Luther King weekend, and, of course, that was one of the marches that spurred from that tragic event that was a cornerstone for a lot of the civil rights movement being heard around the world. So so we're going to be there this summer. So get your monies together, get your tickets together, get your kids together, bring them to this conversation, because we have an adult conversation and a youth conversation at the International Black Summit. And, you know, it's going to be a barn burner this year, 2012. All righty. We've got a couple people in the chat room. If you guys, we've got some open lines in the chat room, so if you want to come in and join in the conversation, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. We're looking to hear about your vision for 2012, and we're going to continue that conversation. If you'd like to get on the air, press 1, and we'll recognize you and bring you on the air. And as I said, we've got some open lines available if you're in the chat room, because you can send me a message, and I haven't seen any messages, but if you want to just talk, 646-716-9827, come join us and share what you're up to for 2012, what are your projects, what you're working on. We want to hear about what your vision is for 2012. Very good. Jerry? Did I hear something from you? Jerry, are you out there, my brother? Okay. All right. I thought I heard Jerry looking to say something. All right. Very good. We've got a couple callers out there. We've got a 2646 numbers. We have an 837 and an 872. If you guys want to join in the conversation, press 1 and we can bring you in. We'd certainly like to hear your vision. I asked the question earlier, under what president did Martin Luther King's holiday get initiated? So I haven't heard the answer from that, so I'd love if anybody out there knows the answer to that, other than, I'll even take a host. If I could
remember correctly, that was under President Reagan.
That is the correct answer, my brother. Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
That established the Martin Luther King holiday. Thank you, Mr. Oren.
You're welcome.
I'm screwing the clutch.
Do I win any special prizes?
well, we'll be giving out some prizes at the annual event. So, you'll get a free tour to the church in Birmingham.
Oh, gosh.
I'll make sure that happens.
I bet you if you're given a prize, but basically I'm sure most people in the car probably know the answer, but there's no prize of my idea, it's kind of volunteered. But if you're attending a prize, your phone will be ringing off the hook, trying to see what's actually getting to answer that question.
That is true, my brother, that is true. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're coming from all over the nation, and we actually have some international people that are that call in from Tokyo and from Africa, from Nairobi, Kenya. They call in from time to time, and one of our hosts was in we're in Japan with education, not Osaka. The town that she was in, it was in Japan. Anyway, so we are truly an international conversation, and would love to hear from you. We have a caller, 646-837. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Oren. This is Sadiq. Hi, Glenn.
Hey,
Sadiq.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Thank you. So my vision for 2012 is to stop worrying about my finances and focus on the vision. My vision is to create a high-speed rail between Cape Town and Cairo. And the vision is something that I don't think being realized in my lifetime, because it would take, I forgot how many kilometers, I think it was 800 kilometers. No, I forgot how many kilometers it is between Cape Town and Cairo, with about nine stops on a high-speed rail. I felt that the continent would open up. When people begin to travel, they become more tolerant of each other's culture. And we stopped the fighting between South Africans and, you know, going up to Cairo. And two rails on the side of the high-speed rails for local traffic and commerce between, that would be actually owned by the countries themselves. And every time I think about it, you know, there's a part of me that says, what the hell are you, what are you talking about? Anyway, so that's my vision for 2012, to actually get up off my butt and start connecting with people to have that happen. I just think that a lot of the things that I'm experiencing in South Africa would be eliminated the countries themselves become integrated, or if you have traveled between countries and sharing your culture and actually get rid of the conversations we have about each other's culture that keep us separated. as people. I should say black people. So that's my vision.
Awesome. That's awesome. I love that because what you're pointing to is not only you're talking about commerce open up, you're talking about cultures opening up, and you're talking about being able to economic development for each of the countries as well as the continent itself. So absolutely. All there is to do, what do we say in the 90-day enhancement program? We say that there's a tripod. So it's to be clear what your intentions are, to have clear thoughts consistent with those intentions, and then the third aspect is to actively allow the universe to support you in your intention. So that's the tripod of manifestation. So that's an opportunity to manifest using those three things. So you're a clear intention, intention, clear thought,
right,
and then actively allowing the universe to support you. Very good.
Thank you.
We've got another caller on the line. We've got 271-196. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Is this Nandi?
Yes, this is Nandi from South Africa.
South Africa's in the
house.
Hi,
Nandi.
Yay.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got Sadiq on the line, Orin on the line. We've got Henrietta Nandi and Jerry Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
So welcome, and thank you for calling in all the way from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about the continent.
Sorry?
I said we were just talking about, Sadiq was talking about the his vision of a rail that from Egypt, from South Africa to Cairo, Egypt, to open up a high-speed rail, to open up commerce, culture, and the conversations on the continent. So, awesome. So what would you like to share, my dear?
Well, my vision for 2012 is an education for children, particularly children of African descent, that is centered, really rooted within various different cultures and history of African people, as opposed to a Eurocentric history, which supports our young people in being able to achieve in all aspects of their lives.
Awesome.
To get there, we need to start by, for myself, especially coming from South Africa, a lot, even though things have changed, it's been 17, 18 years since democracy, what we're teaching our children in school hasn't changed. We're not teaching them about we're not teaching them about the Rivonia trial. We're not teaching them about so many things which are a part of our history as black people, but we're still doing what was being done during apartheid in the history classroom. And so I think we need to move forward so that our children are able to know that we have people who work so hard to give us our freedom, and that they can, they need to continue that legacy, that they don't need to be hustling in ways which don't benefit our community but take away from our community.
Hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Vic, you wanted to say something about that?
Yes. I want to say, I could say a lot about that. But, yes, I'm in complete agreement with Nandy, because you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're from. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you're from. Let me say it that way. And history is a very important aspect of our learning, our culture, and the rest of it. And we need to get that history down. And a lot of people say, let's forget about that. Let's just move forward. No, we can't move forward unless we know where we're coming from. And that's what came to me when Nandy started speaking. You can't move forward because you have no reference. There's nothing to reference yourself against. So thank you, Nandy. And when I get back to South Africa, we have to hook up. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, let's put it this way. When I get to the U.S., we need to hook up. We're here coming there soon.
All right. Okay. Say a thing. We've got a call. I'm going to get to you in a second. I'm just going to take a station identification. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. We've got a couple callers in the chat room if you want to get in on this conversation. We still got a couple open lines. The number is 646-716-9827. And with that, I am going to bring 646-872. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please. Welcome to the call. 646-872. Okay. All right. Anyway, this is, as I said, the International Black Summit. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. And we are going to Birmingham, Alabama. I just was saying Bama. something about that just gets this earthy. It's like, gets real. I actually went to school with a brother, and he was from Alabama, and that's what he used to say. I'm from Bama. Anyway, we're going to Birmingham this August, and so get your things together. We're going to be having an awesome time there. And I'm going to scare off that listener because they just dropped off the line. Huh? Anyway, we're engaged in a conversation of what is your vision for 2012. So we're looking at what is it going to take for us to be on track for 2012 in our series this month? And we're looking to have both the conversations of vision this week. Next week we're going to be talking about projects. And then the Sunday after that, we're going to be talking about what kind of resources. And speaking of resources, I wanted to share this video. I shared with it at the top of the hour, but I'm going to share it again. And it's on YouTube, and it says, Say No to Black History. Now, in reality, it's actually kind of a reason why we should say yes to it, but it starts out saying, it really is the opposite of the title. And the title says, Say No to Black History, and it's a 12-minute video about the things that we need to be aware of as we're going forward in our Black American history. So it's a very important video that is relevant to the conversations and what we're up to. So I just want to let you know about that as well. And it looks like we've got our listener 646-872, you're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my mom, I couldn't get my mute button off before.
Oh, okay.
This is Ron Lester from
New
York.
I thought that might have been you. Welcome to the call, brother. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. This is great. I'll just state my vision right quick. My vision, I'm actually driving to Queens, so I'm kind of doing two things at once. But
no problem.
My vision is that not-for-profits in the arts and education have the funding that they need to fulfill on their vision. And I started a foundation in my late father's name in December of 2010. I got the 501c3 and everything. And so my foundation is committed to supporting not-for-profits in the arts and education. And that's my vision for 2012 to fulfill on that.
Okay. That's awesome, my brother. That's awesome. So we want to hear, so what, say the name of the vision, of the foundation.
The name of the foundation is the William Saxon Jr. Foundation.
Okay.
And I love it.
Okay. All right. Now, have you shared any of that at the website, www.blacksummit.org?
No, I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, please do. Please do, because those are the kinds of things that we have set up our social media website to be able to let people know what's going on and what's available and what we're all up to. You know, I mean, that's the whole venue of the International Black Summit, and certainly the talk show is a resource to be able to lend itself to promoting the things that are going to impact our community. And for this Sunday, we're going to be talking about people's vision for 2012. Next week, we're going to actually be talking about what are the projects that are going to fulfill on those visions for 2012. And then the following week, we're actually going to be talking about the resources that we need to fulfill on those projects inside of our vision for 2012. So this month is really going to be about being on track for 2012. So we're looking for all of the input, because, again, it's like anything else. Your vision may be inside my vision, and so it's an opportunity for us to work together to complete on both of our visions. Yeah. So the more we know about what you're up to, and the more we're sharing it, we can then begin to put resources together and connect people. Because I may know some people. Matter of fact, I know Farmers Boulevard CDC could probably would want to work with you around some of those thoughts and ideas as well. So you definitely need to stay in touch and keep sharing the information. So we have a powerful media called this Internet Radio that is available, and it's a real opportunity for us to really powerfully move our communities worldwide forward. So with that, I'm going to give it back to Henrietta for as we begin to close out. We've got about 7 minutes left. Henrietta?
Thanks. Hello.
You sound like you're in the middle of stuff, Henrietta.
No. No, I'm not in the middle of anything. I was just listening.
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Funny. That's funny. Okay. I'm listening to sharing and networking and sharing it with other people. And so I am, you know, at the end of the show last week, we declared certain things. So I am declaring that in the month of February, hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I have to shut somebody's mic off. Go ahead.
Okay. I am declaring that I will be interviewing with Orphan Corporation, one of the companies that I will be interviewing with for serious consideration of my vision is the company that Orin is the CEO.
Okay.
All right. And
Put it out there.
In the month of February. Okay.
And what I love about that for you for you all listening out there, it's declaration. You know, just like we declared the declaration for the International Black Summit, we're creating the future in our speaking by declaring. So I say that that is the power of our speaking and the power of what's possible and of creating the future.
Right. And the other thing about the declaration, that piece that I spoke about earlier, we declare that our community is our consciousness. And the consciousness that I am manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe.
Powerful, powerful. That's great stuff. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that, my ladies and gentlemen out there. The Declaration of International Black Summit, again, was caused by alignment of 132 people who didn't know each other. Some of them knew each other, but didn't know everybody in there. And it was the energy of people coming together and claiming and declaring that the change was going to be made, and that was part of the powerful statement of the change to be had. Very powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We've got about 4 minutes left. Jerry, you want to let us know about the oxygen room? Jerry, you there? I can let him know, Jerry, no problem. It's the oxygen room. We're going to be in the oxygen room for about a half an hour. The number is 218-862-6420. The access code is 797-4834-pound. Let me give you that number again, 218-862-6420, 797-4834-pound. So we'll be in there to do some offline chatting and sharing some personal information. Ron, if you want to get on that call, certainly, you know, so we can share and get your information. Let us know. And,
I'm sorry, what call is that?
It's the oxygen room. So it's going to be offline. So we can, you know, talk a little bit more. We can give out telephone numbers and all that kind of stuff if you'd like to. 218-862-6420. And the extension is 797-4834.
Wow. Okay, I'm not able to write anything down because somebody sent it to me in a Facebook message.
Okay. Yeah, we
all
can
right.
do that.
Yeah, just Ron Lester.
Okay. And
it begins immediately after the show.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I won't be able to do it
now. Well, I'll send you the information in your Facebook anyway.
Okay, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Jerry, anything else for you before we close out? Okay. Jerry did want to say something before we close out, but I'm not hearing back from him. So anything else from you, Henrietta?
No, I'm complete.
Here I go. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. Tonight, brothers and sisters, today's Martin Luther King birthday. He's giving his life for us, especially us African Americans, where we can have a better life. And understand is that he had a broader vision for around the world. Especially, I know for my family, my father was telling me that his grandfather was a sharecropper. And my grandfather, when he was growing up, he couldn't vote. He was treated less than a man. Even women were treated less than a woman. And Martin Luther King had opened our minds up and said that it's a possibility. And let's understand that despite we still chasing his vision, it's not finished. We got to continue. We got to continue much more than ever to educate our kids, educate ourselves as adults. Just as my brother Glenn said, we got to hit the libraries. We just cannot follow what society is telling us to do. They still consider us second-class citizens. We are not. We part of God's creation. And check out my Facebook page. I write about Martin Luther King. And I put a song with it. Back at you, my brother.
All right. We are out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show. All of our guests, Oren, Sadiq, Ron, Nandi. We had a couple other guests in the chat room. We love you. Thank you for sharing with us your vision for 2012. Come back next week with your projects. We love you. Peace and blessing. Good night.
Good night, Glenn.
Night, Nandi.
Good night, Glenn.
Yeah.
Could you text me that number for the oxygen room?
Sure can. Okay.